Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Becheiros is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilei Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Becheiros Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Daf Yud and Beis is discussing, is there a minimum amount, a Shavis, a worth of how much the set that you paid to the Petach Chamor has to be worth? The Chacham say there's no minimum amount. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says you need at least a shekel. Ein pediya bachs mi shekel. Who learns that from the pasuk? V'chol erka chayiyah b'shekel akaydish. Kol erchan at the marach yiloh yipchusim mi shekel. And Rabban and hold, that's discussing something else. And Rav Nachman said, beginning of Yeralefa Menalefa locha kedivrei chachamim, that you don't need a shekel. And the Gemara says, v'kama am Rav Yosef afilu pachuzer bardanka, even a very shlacha sev, which is only worth a danka, a sixth of a dinar, a ma, that's also good enough to be paid a petach amar. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi havlei petach amar. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had a petach amar. Shadju l'kama de Rabbi Tarfon. He sent it to Rabbi Tarfon, amlei kama bina l'meisel v'kain. How much do I have to give to a kain? Amalei told him, they said, ayin yof is besela, 4 dinarim. Ayin ra is b'shekel, 2 dinarim. Benis is berigya, 3 dinarim. Amrav hilchasa barigya v'kama tlasa zuzi. So Yemar sakasha kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Before, Rav Yosef said even a pachuzah bardanka, even a sixth of a zuzah. Now we're saying you need 3 zuzim. So Yemar says like kasha, kambi balimaleich, kambi isame atzmai. That's the girsa we have in the Gemara, and that's a das of Roy Vruba of the Yishainim. That is a pshat in the Gemara, Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, and Taisus, and the Rosh, and Kama other Rishainim, that the Gemara here is discussing how much the set has to be worth, that by Eisa Me'atzma, even if it's worth a Bat Pachuza, even if it's worth a Danka, a Ma, it's Chal the Pinyin, and the Eitza, the Din of Pinyin Petach Amar, the Minchas Chinuch declares that maybe you need at least a Pruta, because Hektish is not Chal unless in a Pruta, maybe yeah, maybe not. Al Kapanim is no shear how much it's worth, but Bibali Molech, when you come and ask, so then you should not use such a cheap say, you should use, Ein Yafa should use a Sela, Ein Ra, two Zuzim, a Shekel, and Beinoni is a Rigya, 3 Zuzim. Now Rashi says that Boli Molech Ma'itin L'Kain, he comes to ask, what does he give the Kain? Amina Le'Berigya, Eisa Me'atzma V'Neisin Bardanka Le'Kafina Le'Tvei. You don't force him to give more. So Shtikl Mashma, that if he's Boli Molech, even after he did the Pidyon, he'd have to give more. That's how the Brisker Rav is Medayik. And the Gemara is a little bit Medayik that way, because why did the Gemara say Boli Molech Eisa Me'atzma? Why did the Gemara say Kan lechatchila, kan b'diavad. Lechatchila, you should use a rigya, 3 zuzim, and b'diavad, if you didn't, the yaisa with less. It's mashma, even b'diavad, if he's boli molech, he has to give more. But if he didn't, so like efinamai. And the Brisker Rav is bothered. If the pinyon is takachal, there is a chalois pinyon, so what's the pshat that he should give more? He already was yaisa the mitzvah pinyon, what's shayach to give more? As I shtel the Brisker Rav, he doesn't answer. Maybe he could say that any time he's Bali Molech, Simi Darabanan, and Echinami, he wasn't Yetzir the Pidyon, and he should give another sheep. Or maybe he could say that even if he is Yetzir the Pidyon, but Lamaisim, it's sad that Din Amatnas Kuna, Al Kapanim Darabanan, he should give more. That's a din. He shouldn't be Mafsid the Kayin like that. And Itaka could give more and be Mekayim what he didn't give the Kayin even after he did the Pidyon. But that's a pshat in the Gemara Lefi Rashi Lefi Ruba the Ruba of the Rishainim that we're talking about when he's using a set. The shows how much a set has to be worth. That Mikir Adin is no shia, and Kipshut the Midar Abanim, Rid Al Ghazi brings that it's Midar Abanim, he brings it from the Smag. The Kolba Yosa says in Simon Sadikay, it's Adin Dar Abanim that the set shouldn't be worth so little, it should be worth more. Then the Gemara goes on that Amr Abitzik Amr Ashlakish. Let's say you have a petach amar, you don't have a set. You could be paid it with its amount. And the Gemara thought maybe it's only according to Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says the Torah was makbidul of a set. That's how Reb Yehuda knew that it's asur ma'anah, like the Gemara said before. The Gemara said, no, we don't pass it like Reb Shimon. It goes like Reb Yehuda. Lo yei chama min a hektish. It's not chomer from hektish, just like hektish, you could be paid the b'shavyei. So who would impet the chomer you could be paid the b'shavyei? Le'yom etari b'seh l'hachmer olav l'hakol olav. The reason why the Torah said b'seh is just to be machmer. It's not to be machmer, just to be mekel, that you don't need shavyei when using seh. But if you have shavyei, then you don't need seh. Nazimar says, Nachem Rei Dev Yeser, Parakle B'shilki B'shavyei, we even use cooked vegetables with the shavyei of the seh. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim, when the Paiskim Malka upon him, if that's l'chatchila. The Torah says, even l'chatchila you can use shavyei. There's no din b'chlal to use seh, even l'chatchila. It's only a kula, if you don't want to pay the full amount of the shavyei, then you use the seh. Masha'en Kain, if you don't mind paying the shavyei, there's no din even l'chatchila to use the seh. It says, Misha'en lai seh, is a pshat, because ata b'shuftini askinan. Why would he do b'shavyei when he can get away with cheaper if he has a seh? But it's lav dafka. That's a dasa tur, and the Rosh is mashman that way, and the Ben Yeruchim is mashman that way. The Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam that he holds the chatchila is b'seh. So the Divrei Chamud is a little bothered with the Beis Yosef. The Rambam just says Lashon HaGemara. The Rambam says, Im'eim lai seh leftaseh b'deyo b'shavyei. Me'echa teisa, the Rambam means anything more than the Gemara. The Rambam also says, Mishein lai seh. Elamai, it means because if he has a seh, so why wouldn't he use the seh? Why would he pay more money and do it b'shavyei? So why can't you say the same thing in the Rambam? But if you look at the Beis Yosef good, his dig in the Rambam is because the Rambam before this halacha says, Ein paidim lai be'egel v'lai b'chaya v'chuli. The next Mishnah. So Shaila is, why not? Why can't you be paid with egel or with chaya? The shaviv, you can use anything. Elamai is talking about without shaviv, so why would the Rambam say it before he says this halacha? L'chari, you first have to shtel avek the halacha if the whole din says dafka when you don't have shaviv. When you have shaviv, there's no din seh. And then say that seh is dafka seh, not with egel or chaya. But if before you say the halacha of shaviv, you're saying paidim egel or chaya, it's not really true. It sounds like the Rambam stumbles the din that you need seh. And the Mela, I hear he says Shaviv is good enough, but he said it ain't Leiseh. Otherwise, it wouldn't stim well that he says first this halacha that ain't Paidin Leibegav Leibechayim that you need Bnafka Seh. As in Lechay Shtetin Beiseh the Dik in the Rambam. Now, even if it's a din Lechatchil, if you have a Seh, you have to use a Seh, it's not a din B'dievid. B'dievid B'Shaviv works even if you have a Seh. Chaim Kinevsky being Zerayim. Because the Gemara earlier says, Rabbi Yehuda, what's his raya that it's asa b'ano? Because it can't be the Torah was makbid b'seh, and it's muta b'ano. So the Gemara says earlier, but the Torah wasn't makbid b'seh. Because if Nachem made of Yosef even you shilki. So the Gemara says, b'shavya v'loy kamar, ki kamina shaloy b'shavya. If you're going to say that anyone who has a seh needs b'dafka seh, didn't have to say b'shavya, he could have said, when he has a set, a Torah is makbid with a set. It's only if you don't have a set, then you can do it b'shavyo. Then you can do it with other things. Elamai, al-kabonim, b'di'evid, a shavyo would work even if you have a set. But the Beis Yosef, still medayik in the Rambam, mechatchila, if you have a set, you have to use the set. But common, the Torah doesn't hold their way. Like the Gemara's Lashon, it says, dafka kula nana chumra b'chlal. Now the Rambam learns that the previous Gemara that asked the Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, the answer to the question was, Habaseh Habashavyon. That's why the Gemara introduced the Din of Shavyon to answer the question. Now, there's a Rishonim that we said learned the Pshat is that the Gemara is talking about a Seh. How much a Seh has to be worth? And the answer was that Mekir Adin, the Seh, there's no price, even a Bachuzu Bastanka. And there's a Din, L'chatchila b'boli molech, that it should be 3 dinarim. Or ayin yofa a sela and ayin ra a shekel. But the Rambam's, that wasn't the teretz. The teretz was that if you're using a set, it's b'chlal no din. Not even din l'chatchila. The set could be worth as little as you want. But when you're using shavyav, then you should not use less than 3 dinarim. Or an ayin ra, 2 dinarim. But if the chamar happens to be worth less than that, then you still shouldn't do the exact shavis of the chamar. You should up the price till it's 3 dinarim, or al kapanim 2 dinarim ayin ra. So la halachah is 2 machlokes in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. One is if you're using a set, According to the Rambam, if you're using a said, there's no din how much a said should be worth, even l'chatchila. And the Rishayim is saying, no, you shouldn't use a said that's so cheap. You should use a said that's worth 3 dinarim. And the second is if you're doing b'shavya. According to the other Rishayim, as long as that's taka the worth of the chamar, there's no din how little it can be. If the chamar is taka worth less, so then you could do shavya of less. According to the Rambam, no. Even if you're doing shavya, if you're doing the worth of the chamar, and the worth of the chamar is taka less, you still shouldn't give so little. You should give more if you're doing shavya. According to the Rambam, it doesn't say mefurish that even yaitzu with less. Was mistabra. It's a din derabanan. These shiurim, there's no din deraisa of a shir of 2 dinarim, or 3 dinarim, or 4 dinarim. It's a din derabanan mistabra, but the evid yaitzu with less, as long as it's taka the shavius of the chamar. Rabbi Chaim Knievsky's ma'ir, lefi the Rambam kumtais, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was being paid to b'shavya. That's why the Gemara said he needed the ayin yafis, sel ayin ra, shekel, and beninis berigya. Now, l'chur, it's not mistabri. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah didn't have a say. He was very rich. He was a nasi. It's not mistabri. He didn't have a say. So, l'fi the Rambam himself that learns that this urim of shekel, sel, and 3 dinarim atum bet b'shavya, so l'chur, the Gemara is pretty mavur, that you're allowed to use shavyav even if you have a set. So daichik the Sereb Nesiyah didn't have a set. According to the Rishayim, it's b'chal l'adik, because we're talking about to use a set. A shavyav is how much a set is to be worth. But according to the Rambam Alein, that the Beis Yosef is medayik l'chatchil, if you have a set, you're not allowed to do shavyav, it's a chayr shtikl ha'ar, so why was Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah doing shavyav? There's also a discussion in the Achrenim, because the din by hektish is that hektish shavu mana, Shepadu al shavu pruta, but the evid is mechulul. So the shaila is the Gemara here saying that you could do shavya because lo yechama mehektish. The svara lo yechama mehektish. So is there a din also by petach amar, but the evid, even if you're using shavyav, that even if you don't have shavyav, even hektish shavu mana, shepadu al shavu pruta should be mechulul, but the evid. So there's a two evid in Megillah, big mitzia. Chav Gimel Amid Beis, he talks about it because he's bringing a Taizen Tzmura. A Taizen Tzmura says a Chiddush that the din of Hekdash Shava Mana, Sheshava Shechchila Shava Pruta Mechulol, is Dafka the Bailam. The Bailam could be Paidit B'Shava Pruta. But once it's beyond Gizbar, then the only way it could be paid is by paying the full price. So he wants to bring a Raif Magamara here. But he says, the Gemara later says, the Mishnah says that you can't be paid with an egel, with a chayah, with a chulin. And it's mashma, even with the evid, you can't. So why does it work al shavyav? So the chayah, you could say, we're talking about that it's worth less. But if you're going to say, with the evid, even a shavah mana could work on shavah prudim, like by hektish, so the chayah, with the evid, it should work. And the Gemara there is not mashma that way. The Gemara obliges with the suffix if it can use the ben pekua, and the Rishayim says, so mele b'dievet, it doesn't work. Rishayim amul mefurish, that if you use something which is not a set, even b'dievet, it doesn't work. So vayis dais, why is it work al shavyav? So as you could say, we're talking about it's not shavyav. It's worth less, but if you're going to say it b'dievet, it would work like hektish. So what would be pshat? As like the Tere Evin, Elamai, Behektish Gufa, it's only the Bailam. Why Dafka the Bailam? Because the Bailam, they're the ones who will Maktish it. They could be Shail on it, it comes me Piv, so there the Tere gave a din that you can be paid even if it's not Peshavyav. Mashenkin, when it comes be at Gizbar, it's time for someone else to be paid it. He wasn't Maktish it, it didn't come out Piv, he can't be Shail on it. So Meli can only buy for the correct price. So here also a Chamar. You were in Makdashit, you can't be shown as a Kedusha Ba Me'ilov. That's like beyond Gizba, then you need the correct price. As I stay in the Turei Evin. Now, in Minchas Chinuch, a Mitzvah of Beis, he brings down the Turei Evin. He had the Shaila on his own, he brings down the Turei Evin. And he says, but L'chayit should be Tully in a Machlekes Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus Taka says, like he says, that the din of Hektash of Amana, Shechilla, Shav, Pruta, Mechulal, is Dafka by the Bailam, not by the Gizbar. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that Hekta Shavu Mana Shechilo Shavu Pruta Mechulal doesn't make a Chultin Bailam in Gizbar. So if the Rambam, since the Gemara says that Petach Amar shouldn't be Chamed and Hektish, so the Chayrit should work on a Shavu Pruta. Then he wants a Tainei Nechinami. Enechinami. Lefi the Rambam, the din that you would need shaviv is only lechatchila, but the event you could be paid the even on a shaviv pruta. Lo yechama mehektish. And he wants to say that's pshat in the Rambam, and we'll speak about this Beis Hashem in the next shiur. The Gemara is a shaila by nidme. If you have a sheep which looks like a different animal, if you can use it for pinyon, the Gemara lives of the boydul ifshita, and the Rambam says therefore, but the evid it works. The shaila is why he paid it in order to take care of the iser, in order to take care of the iser deraisa, the suffik deraisa of the chumra. What's the pshat? The Gemara says by nidme. The Gemara blinds with the Shaila, boy lifshta, and the Rambam says, so, but the evidence works. Why don't you say, Safik derais l'chumra? Other Rishonim hold, enechanami. You say, Safik derais l'chumra, even with the evidence, you have to make another opinion. And Zak, the Menchas Chinuch, the Rambam Shitasai, the Rambam would hold that there's no limitation on Hektishav Amanashe, Shechilah Shavit Pruta. So, Mela, who would din? It could work out Shavius, even if it's not a set. Now you ask the kashis, why dafka by nida does the Ram say but the evid it works? Why not by egel and chaya and trefa and klayim and all the other things that it says it doesn't work? Why don't you say but the evid it works al shavius? What's takib shat? The Mechas Chinuch says in Shisanta Svar, he says this din that it works is only benegei dafka se iser. There you say the svar of lo yechama me hektish, just like hektish is mefkir the iser hektish. When you pay the hektish shavu manashe chilah shavu prutis mafkir the isra hektish who would then help mafkir the isra anav of petach amar, but lemaisi he still didn't give the kain what he needs to be mekayin the missus nesina lekayin. You need either a set, and then you don't need shavis, or you need shavis. Otherwise, you didn't have the mitzvah of nesina lekayin. Nesina lekayin felt. So if you use an egel or a chaya in a chinami, it's taka. There's no iserna anymore. But you have to give more to the kayin because you have to give the full nesina to the kayin. You have to give the shavius in order to mekayin the mitzvah nesina to the kayin. But mashenkim, when you use the nidna, which is a suffix, so also nesina to kayin, I might as well vary it. I gave him the nidna, so it could be that's a seh, so mela might as well vary it. But you want to know, why don't you say suffix deraisa l'chumra, because tafkos iser, that would be good enough, even if it's not a seh, because shavius would work, but the eved, hekta shavu mana shechillo shavu prutas mechul b'dieved. That's a shtickle from the Menchas Chinuch. Now the Chazon Ish brings the raya from the Gemara earlier, that even mitzad tafkos iser, you need shavius. Because Rabbi Yehuda's raya, that it's asur b'anah is, since the Torah was makbid on a seh, so the Gemara says, I think the Torah was not makbid on a set. You can even use shlaki. So the Gemara says, that's b'shavya. But the Torah, since pachas b'shavya, the Torah was makbid on a set, it's a raya that there's an isser anah. But if you're going to say b'negei l'afkos isser, you don't need a set. Because hektish shavu manashe, shechillah shavu prut is mechulu. The only reason why you need a set, or achkoponim shavya, is only b'negei the din of nesina l'kayin. But b'negei Dafkasa iser, so whatever you use is good enough. So I would say there is no paid on seb in a gay afkasa iser. So right this has the Gemara starts. So what do you see as an iser or no? The Torah never was makbid on seb. But first in the Gemara that in a gay afkasa iser, there's akpadin either shavya or seb. So you're going to have to say the shtickle. That hektish avamana shechila shavah pruta. Is dafka the bailim, and the Chazon Ish doesn't address the taina that doesn't seem the Rambam holds that way. He doesn't talk about it. But the Chayyim brings a starker ayin from the Gemara that for afkos iser you need either seh or shavu. So the Chayyim state mefurish in the Gemara earlier on daftesim at beis. So let's see, come even though by hektish is a din of hektish of a mana shechila shavruta mechulal, by petach amay you need dafka the shavius. And the Turiyevin and the Chazish explain al Pitaisis that Stafka the Bailam that has a din that they can mechal it on a Shavu Pruta, but the Gizba can't, and here you're not considered a Bailam Bechlal. And the Raya, the Turiyevin brought a Raya from the fact that you can't use an Eagle or a Chayav Vechuli, why can it work als Shavyav and als Hekta Shavu Mana Shechila Shavu Pruta? Then the Mechas Chinuch wanted to say that that's Mitzad the din of Nesina Lekayin. That you need more because otherwise it's exhaled in l'kayin, but al safkas iser would be good enough. But the Chazon Ish brought a raya from Tesim and Beis that Lagabe Afkos Issa, the Gemara says that the Torah was makbid if you're not using Shavuot to have a set. So it's a raya that it wouldn't work, you wouldn't have the din of Hekdesh Avamana Shechlosh Avruta by Petach Amar. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amrav Shizbi Amrav Vuna paid the Petach Amar Shechavere Pidyane Padui. If someone goes and is paid to the Petach Amar of his friend, not his own Petach Amar, he uses his sheep to pay to the Petach Amar that belongs to someone else, it works. And then the Gemara says, Shaili Bailu Pidyane Lepaydidim Pidyane Lebailim. So who does the donkey that's nifta, who does that go to now? Does that belong to the one that was paid it? Or does that belong to the owner? Alib der Shimon leiti bayalach, according to Shimon that holds its mutter ba'na, so then it's a minor de balam, of course, the donkey remains the owner's. But according to Yehuda that says it's asa ba'na, so maybe it's like hektish, and hektish is a din v'nasa nakesef akamli, that when someone's makdish something and someone else has paid it, the one who's paid it receives, becomes the owner of the formerly hektish thing. So same thing here. You were paid it, you gave the sheep, so you get the donkey. I do makaven the kanal with beni beni leidami lehektish. Since faket, the owner owns the beni beni, owns the amount of the donkey that's worth more than the sheep, so that's his. You can't get it from him. Say more about Araya, because it says in the Braisa that hagainiv petech amar shel chaveri misham tishlum kefil lebailim. If you steal someone's petech amar, you pay kefil to the bailim. And the Braisa says, afi she'ein le'achshav, even though he doesn't own anything in it now, because it's also ba'na, but yesh le'acham ikan, so it can't go like Shimon, because if Shimon already has it now, Elamai goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's like hektish, then v'gunu v'beis hektish is a din, that when you steal hektish, you don't have to pay kefil. Elamai, it's not like hektish, so that's a raya. The Gemara's maskana is p'dyayne p'di l'balam. At kana sugi. So there's a machoikas yishenim. What's the lumdis that you could be paid the petach amar shel chaveri? Because Taisus asks a kasha, and other Rishayim ask this kasha also, that the Gemara Nedarim has a shayla, could you be tayr mishalei al shel chaveri? And the Gemara there doesn't have a pshitas. Could you take truma and say that your payer should be truma on someone else's tevel? So that's a very similar thing. Taking truma on someone else's tevel is similar to taking a seh and being paid to someone else's chamar. So what's the chilek? Why there is there a shayla? And here the Gemara says that it works. So Taisus says a chilek, and Taisus here we're going to explain. It's not clear. It's a machlekes what Taisus means. But Taisus of a kam is very clear. He says that the pshat is like this, that petach chamar, because Taisus there asks a different question. Taisus there asks a question not from Truma. Taisus there asks a question that there it's mavur that you can't be paid to someone's kerem revai. Someone has kerem revai or ma'aseh sheni would be the same din. So someone can't be paid. It has to belong to the owner of the kerem revai of the ma'aseh sheni. So fact Taisus there kasha, how come by kerem revai and ma'aseh sheni only the owner could be paid it? And here by petach chamar it says that anyone could be paid it. So Taisus there says a teretz because petach chamar is like hektish. And by hektish, of course, anyone can be paid it. You don't need an owner. Kerem Revai is not asabano. Kerem Revai is stam. You need a pidyon to mefkir the issa. That only the owner could do. But petach amar is like hektish. That's how you could be paid it. But he says it's not exactly like hektish. Because hektish, the din is, the pidyonai is padded to the payda. Mashen kain. By petach amar, there goes the bailam, the goes maskan is. But Al Kapanim, it's daimit to hektish. So that Taisus Lechayr is mavur, and the reason why it works is because it's Bechlal no din bailim legabe pidyon petach amar. It's like hektish. You don't need the bailim. It doesn't, the din pidyon has nothing to do with the bailim. Anyone could be paid it just as good. That's what a lot of Achreinim say. The Merit Al Ghazi here, the Mishnah Lamelech, and Hilchas Truman Perek Dalach Habez, the Machne Ephraim, Hilchas Kiyah Simon Zion. The Chazon Ish here, and a lot more Achreinim, say that the Pshat and Taizim of a Kama is that there's no Din Bailam Bechlal. But there are Rishainim in Kedushin, Nafchav Gimel Mebeis, they say Mamish Derech Agav, because there the Gemara asks the Shaila, there the Gemara says the Halacha there, which in another place the Gemara blibed with the Shaila. So the Rishainim there make a point, the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ridva, they all make the same point, They said, it's not so schwer to say that the Gemara asks a shaila in one place, and in another place, Nemzon, like one of the tzadim, the shaila. Why didn't the Gemara bring it in the place where it asks the shaila? Because it's not a Mishnah or Brisa. So they said, we have an example for that. Because the Gemara in Nedarim, that Flam and Vavim and Beis has a shaila, could you take truma from your payers on someone else's payers? And the Gemara in Bechayis, Daf Yud Aleph says that you could be paid the pet the chavar of chaveri, and the Gemara in Nedarim didn't bring it down because this is Rav Huna Rav Shizbi. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Brais, it's a Meim Rav Amiron. So it didn't bring down any Meim Rav Amiron, but it didn't. So it wasn't paid it there. But here it's clear what the halacha is that you could be paid them. So you see from the Rishayim that they're ending on that the reason why it works here is the same reason why it would work in Nedarim by Tayyar Mishalay al Shal Chaveri. And there it's Mavur that it's because of a schus. There the Gemara Shaila was clearly, do you say that a person would want to do a mitzvah himself? So he doesn't want anyone to take truma from their payers and his payers. Or do you say it's a schus? He's just gaining from it. He's not losing anything. So Avadid Bimaskim. So the Achreinim that we spoke about, they all read Isa, Mishnah Lamelech, and Rid Al Ghazi, all these Achreinim, that these Rishayim are naming on, that Be'etzim by Pidyon Petach Hamar, only the Balaam could be paid to the Petach Hamar. Why does it work if someone else is paid to the Petach Hamar? Because the Balaam is not losing anything. They're not losing anything. And Mel, it's a schus they would want. And from there, we could be paid to Shaila, that who would the Maitarim, Mishalei al Shalchaveri, even though the Gemara in Adarim wasn't paid to Shaila, but from the Gemara in Bechairis, we see a Pshitas to the Shaila. And the Mishnah Malach explains, that's why the Rambam paskins, that you could be paid the Mishloya Shal Chaveri. So here's a Machloikis Rishayim, understanding this din. Taizim Bavakam is very clear that the vart is that you don't need Baila Mechlal. It's a Pidyon Hektish. And the Rishayim and Kedushin are clear that you do need Baila. But the Baal Binich is a schus for the Baila. Now just reading Isa a little more Pshatava, that this Gemara said, they were had a Shaila, is the Pidyon for the Paida or the Pidyon also for the Baalim? Who does the Chamar go to? Does it go to the Paida or does the Chamar stay by the Baalim? That's what Agamara Shaila was. The Maskana was, it stays by the Baalim. So Taizim of a Kama brought that as a Raya, that it's like Hektish and you don't need Baalim. Because otherwise, what's it sad that you go to the Paida? And Bemison is talking a little bit Shreelachar in the Rishayim. If you say the Yisayit is that you really do need the Baalim's Rishus to do it, but the reason why it works is because it's chus, and we assume that the Baalim want it. So what's it sad that it should go to the Paida? So I think the pshat is, Einachinami. Lefi that sad it goes to the Paida, the Rishayim will be maskim at the Vart is hektish. But the Rishayim then done, since the maskana is that it goes to the Baalim, how could it go to the Baalim? If it's hektish, hektish should go to the Paida. Elamai, it's like the Baalim did it. And it works on schus. It works like Tayyar Mishalei Yashal Chaveri. The maskim that it's sad that it goes to the Paida, that would be taka like Hektish and you wouldn't need it in Baalim. But they hold it's sad that it goes to the Baalim. You can't learn that way because why taka does it go to the Baalim? So what's taka pshat in Taisis? If it's like Hektish, so why don't you say it's like Hektish that the Paida gets it? So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna in the Bi'ur Halach on this halach in the Rambam, he says, this is the pshat. Because hektish pshat is, it's not only that it has an isser hektish, has an isser on it, a chalais isser, which you have to take off through pidyon. But hektish pshat is, it's mum and hektish. So, Mel, if you took off the chalais hektish, so now it went from mum and hektish to your mum, and it becomes the paida. Mashayin came by pidyon pet the chamar, the chalais isser, the sign of the chalais isser, is the din hektish. But the mammon shabai, that taka belongs to the Baalim. So that's Taisus above a comma saying, when you pay the Maaser Sheni, or net the Revai, there the Issa has nothing to do with Hektish. It belongs to the Baalim. The Baalim own the Maaser Sheni, they own the net the Revai. They're the only ones that could be paid. Mashenge Petach Hamar, Zakti Gemara, Petach Hamar is a Hektish Dikadin. So, the site of the Isser is a hektish tikka Issa. The site of the pidyon is being mafkiya hektish has nothing to do with the Baalim. But who does the chamar belong to? And that is different than hektish. By hektish, the Isser hektish makes it a din mammon hektish. So Melu Evis paid it, he gets a din mammon. Mashen came by Petach Hamar, the mammon belongs to the Baalim, he gets the baini baini. Mamela, that's why even after you mafkir the issa through pidyon, still it belongs to the Baal. I mean, you see, it's different than Hektish, because by Hektish, the pshat is, your chayfetz that you're paid with goes to Hektish. So you make an exchange. So that's why you get the chayfetz back from Hektish. Mashayn came by Petach Amor, it's just the afkas issa, but the seh doesn't become kaddish. The seh has to go to a kayin, but it remains chulin. So Mela, Ibazay, there's no transfer in ownership, and Mela, that's why it goes to the Baalim. But Taisus was medayik that since it was a tzad, it goes to the Paida, and them state it's a hektish ticket, and it's nothing to do with the Baalim. So even on the tzad, it goes to the Baalim, but the Yisaidid opinion is a hektish ticket opinion, which doesn't need Baalim. Mashenk and the Rishayim must have learned that once you say that the opinion goes to the Baalim, and them state it's not a opinion hektish, so why does it work when someone else is Paida? Elamai, because the Baal Manicha, so you could be Paisha from there, the Shailan, that Tayyim Mishalaya Shalchadei is a good Shuma, you assume the Baalim is Nicha. So the Achrenim also read Eis that the Kaman Afgaminis La Locha, between if we say like Tezim of a Kama, that we Bechlal don't need a Baalim, or we say like the Rishainim in Kedushin, that you need a Baalim, and the reason why it works is because it's a Schus, and the Baalim will be Nicha. One nafkimina is, if after he does it, the Baalim say, no, he didn't want them to do it. He doesn't want them. He doesn't want them to, but they want to be paid it themselves. According to Teizim of a Kama, it helps. There's nothing to do with the Baalim. The Chazanish reads, oh, even according to Teizim of a Kama, you shouldn't do it. Because if the Baalim Taka doesn't want you to do it, if they say they don't want you to do it, you shouldn't do it because you're stealing a mitzvah from him. But it would work because it's not a din in the Baalim. Anyone who wants can be paid. It's like Hektish. Now, Shagin, according to the Rishayim, it's only because it's a schus. It's a schus, and Mamel is achaladim shloi befanav. But if he says he doesn't want, even if afterwards he says he doesn't want, it won't work, because you take a need by him. It works on schus. That's a pashit in Afkamina. Another Afkamina, Rin al Ghazi says, is could a guy do it? A guy could be paid the hektish. So Zakhtim Rin al Ghazi, so a guy can be paid the Petach Amar. If a guy comes and says he wants to be paid the Petach Amar with the Seh, it would work. Mashenkin, according to the Rishayim, works on Schia. So a guy is not a Bar Shlichas, he's not a Bar Schia. A Vada guy couldn't do it. The Menchus Chinuch also reads there's another Nafkamina. He declares that maybe could you even take the Seh of the Balabayas and be paid this Petach Amar for him? According to Rishayim, Zechanat, that's not a schus already. You're not taking your own seh, you're taking his seh. So that's not a schus already. But he declares that according to Taisus, he says, Mestam would work, because you don't need Baalim. But he says, Adayin Sarachin. I would think that it wouldn't work. He says he's Sarachin, he's calling about it. I would think it wouldn't work, because you don't need a Baalim on the Chamar, but you can't use someone else's seh. That's for sure. Yeah, you need to be a Baalim on the set to be paid to the Chamar. So just like Reuven can't use Shimon's set to be paid the Levi's of Chamar, so Reuven can't use Shimon's set to be paid the Shimon's Chamar. It's not his set. I would assume that wouldn't work even according to Taisus. Also, the Michas Chinuch declares like this. Let's say someone uses his set to be paid to someone's pet to Chamar. The shaila is, who gets to choose which kayin to give the set to? It's called Taivis Ana. Who gets to choose which kayin he gives the set to? You see, by Truma, if you tell him from your payers, Al-Shal Chavei, right? The Baalim get to choose. The Baalim get to choose who to give the Truma to. Because it bribes their Truma. You tell him your payers, Al-Shal Chavei, right? But like we said, the pshat is it works on schia, the nicha to it. But the ma'isa blibes their truma, they have the tevis. No, they get to choose the kain, even though it's your payers. But since you would term your payers on their payers, who is their tevil, they decide on the kain. So what's the din if someone's paid his sheep on his friend's chamar? So according to Rishayim, the Baal HaChamar decides who to give it to the kain. Now, Shagin, according to Taisus, where the Pshat is a stam, not a din in the Baal of the Pidyon. The din Pidyon is a din stam a paida, like Hektish, some stam whoever's paid it, so he has the chiv to give it to the kain. He decides which kain to give it to. Geshmak and Afkamina, the state Milchus Chinuch. Also, later in the Milchus Chinuch, he says another Afkamina. What if a katan has a petah chamar? A katan happens to own a female chamar, maybe arshin it from his father, and it has a firstborn. He says, Avadi is mechuyev, Avadi, he can't be paid it. You need to be a gadol. Could someone else take a seh and be paid to the katan's pet nechamar? He says, according to Taisus, you could. You don't need a Bailam. So anyone else could take a sem, be paid to the cotton spet the chamar. But according to the Rishonim, it has to go through al shlichus, so maybe in shlichus the cotton. But he says, he clarifies that in zachim the cotton memesin, there is chiyah the cotton. Maybe even according to the Rishonim would work. But at least Rishonim, you could clarify. You have to go through the sigi of chiyah the cotton. Now, in our Taisus here, the Taisus asks the kasha from Chuma, and Taisus says the teretz, then there, atem gamatem, l'rabba shluchachem, so you need l'daitchem, but here, like siv bailam, that's what we have in our Taisus. So most of the achreinim, like we said, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Chsam Sefer, the Chazainish, the other achreinim, most achreinim learn of Taisus here, just like Taisus in Bava Kama, is b'chlal no din bailam, like siv bailam, there's no din bailam b'chlal, it's like hektish. That the Marin al-Ghazi says, no, he says, Taiz being ma'irich over here, that Shuma is ma'atam adaitchem, afshulchachal adaitchem. And he brings a lash in the sheet of Mekabes that quotes Taiz of al-Hachal, is Suradi Shliach Mechlal Bailam. That by Shuma, the Shliach has to be like the Bailam has to be adaitchem. Mashenkin here, it's like Suradi Shliach Mechlal Bailam. It's a different than Shlichus. He brings that the Mishnah Lamelech has to kasha, what do you mean? All Shlichus have learned that from Shuma, atam gamatam. And the Middle Gazi says it's a pellet of Mishnah Lamelech, because the Emerson's Mefurish in the Gemara and Kedushin that there's another limud for Shlichus. You have a limud from Gittin and Kedushin and Karban Pesach. Not everything is from Chuma. So Taiz is making a chilek that by Chuma you need Das Bailam. You can't be a Shliach without the Bailam knowing about it. Mashenkin here, the Shlichus is a different parish of Shlichus, and male, this Shlichus doesn't need Das Bailam. The fact that the Bailam later says he's Nicha is also good enough. So the Marin al-Ghazi learns that our Taisus also holds like the Rishonim that it's a din in the Bailam, but granted, it could work out Shlichus, even though Chuma requires a Shaila, that maybe it's not called a Schus, so you need the Das of the Bailam, but here you don't need the Das of the Bailam. If the Bailam later on Nicha is also good enough, there could be a Shlich without the Das of the Bailam. He's marich about that Nakuda. But Kama Reiv Achreinim learn up like Taisus and Bava Kama, that Yibichal don't need Bailam. The Chreinim also read ice, the Chsam Sefer, the Chazanish, that when the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, Leiti Bailach, that Zicha Pidyayna is Padli LeBailam, according to Reb Shimon, Taisus has no Havim in it, that Be'etzim you don't need Bailam. According to Reb Shimon, it's Bechal not Hektish. Taisus would hold that would be totally Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, who Zicha Pidyayna Padli LeBailam, in Reb Shimon, the way it would work is stam. It's like you parei chayv v'shal chaveray. In Reb Shimon, the whole pidyon is that you're giving the money to the kain, you're giving the set to the kain. So if you give a set to the kain, so that could work. It's like parei chayv v'shal chaveray. That would zichin mean that the Bailam are tefidin with that the Bailam are maskim. But on this topic, we have to also register Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Seif and Uchus Meister Sheni in the brackets. He says another teretz for Taisus Kasha. Taisus a Kasha. You see by Pidya Maisa Sheni and Netter Ravai, you need Bailam. And by Hektish, by Petach Hamar, you don't need Bailam. You could be paid the Hamar Shal Chaveri, Pidyane Padu. So Taisus says, because it's Daimit the Hektish, Vinasana Kesef, Vikamloi. And Chaim wanted to say a different word. He wanted the Mechalik between the pidyon of Hektish and Maisa Sheni, and the pidyon of Petach Amar. And the pidyon of Hektish and Maisa Sheni, the Yisayda Davar is, it's a Hilchas Kinyan. Hektish is the vart that you're making a Maisa Kinyan. That's the Yisayda he wants to buy us. It's a Maisa Kinyan from Hektish. That's the Yisayda the pidyon. And Maisa Sheni also goes through with the same lumdus. The Gemara wants to say a Tzrichasa, that you can't learn that other kinyanim from Kesef, because Malach Kesef should get impaled by Hektish and Maisa Sheni, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Hei. You see from there that's a kinyan. That's why you say Kesef is kain in other places, because it's paid by Hektish and Maisa Sheni. It's a kinyan dikadin. So a kinyan is a din. You need Bishusa. You can't make a kinyan on something that's not yours. Mashenkin, Pinyan Petach Mar, says it's not a kinyan b'chlal. It's Stam Afka. Stam Afka. That's why you don't need a Bailam b'chlal. But the Brisker Rav, if an art is bothered, the Agamara Klaus has it sad that Pidyayna is Lepayda, because it's Daimit the Hektish. You see, at least on one side of the Gemara, Pidyon Petach Amar is mamish like Pidyon Hektish. He says, you're going to have to learn there, Chaim is saying, that's Pidyayna Lebailim, so male, it's not a din Pidyon Hektish. He's saying that you don't need violin is because it's stam, it's afka. And afka, the baal don't have to make afka. Anyone can make afka. Vashegim pidyon maisusheni and pidyon netaravai, it's like pidyon hektish, where there it's a kinyan, you have to be a baalim. But the tzad pidyayna is lepeda, you'd have to learn it's the same thing as kinyan hektish, that it's mamish a kinyan. That's what the biskur of is meir. But couldn't this now be a third malach? In other words, you shain him, they're in ban rashid vahold, you do need baalim. But the pshad is it works not tzchia. Taisus holds you don't need baalim because it's a kinyan, because it's a pidyon hektish. An opinion hektish anyone could do. And Reb Chaim is saying that on the tzad pidyayne lebalim, it's not a pidyon hektish, but the reason why you don't need bailam is you only need bailam by pidyon if it's a kinyan. And pidyon ped the chamar is not a kinyan b'chlal mel, that's why you don't need bailam. There's another shtickler from Reb Chaim and Agamar that the Brisker Rav brings, it's also in the Grachal HaShasim of Akama, that the Gemara says, the Gemara's raya, that pidyayne is lebailim is because, since it says that if you gain a petach hamar shal chaver, you pay kefal lebailim, even though he doesn't have now, he'll have lachazman, so it can't go like Reb Shimon because he has now. Elamai goes like Reb Yehuda, and if you're going to say that it's daim ala hektish, says it didn't vikun of a base hish, v'leim a base hektish. Elamai, you have to say it's pidyayna lebailim. So Taisus says that the Gemara in Bava Kamra brings a different drasha, brings a drasha that you don't pay kefal to hektish because re'eu v'loi shal hektish. So Taisa says, that's really the drasha. The drasha really is re'eu v'loi shal hektish. The gun of the base ish is not a drasha. Mesa ish is not, you can't dash me base ish to anything. The Gemara just says, v'loi mi base hektish, meaning that there's a mi'ed of hektish, but the mi'ed of hektish is not from a base ish. The mi'ed of hektish is from re'eu v'loi shal hektish. Come move on, it's a little dachuk, but that's what Taisa says. Reb Chaim wants to learn that, no, there's two dinim. There's one din if somebody steals something that belongs to Hektish. And the shaila is, do you pay Hektish kefal? So there's a din. Ke'it initial re'eyu, v'gun of the base ish, it says re'eyu v'loishal Hektish. That you're not mechuyif to pay Hektish kefal, only re'eyu, only a person that you steal from, you pay kefal. But if you steal from Hektish, you steal from the Begazah, the Rachmana, you don't pay kefal, you don't pay Hektish back with kefal. That's one mi'at. But when you're dealing, let's say, with a carbon, that's not sabay kedusha, it's daman. So the mammon, it's mammon hektish, it belongs to hektish. But let's say you steal a carbon. So a carbon could be mammon bailim. The Gemara says by a carbon, it's not called the shini rishus, because mikar tu deruvain, v'akshav tu deruvain. And not only that, but there's a tana holds a kachim kalam is mamish mammon bailim. It belongs to him. So you steal a shlomim from someone. So that you don't pay kefal is not discussing paying kefal to Hektish. We're discussing paying kefal to the owner. He owns the carbon, now he has to bring another carbon. Or kachim kalm is mamish mamim bailim. But then there's a new tour of a gunavi base ish, v'loimi base Hektish, that since the chayfetz is a chayfetz shel Hektish, so it's mamuyit from kefal even to pay the bailim kefal. So that's why Agamar is talking about a petach amar. That's clear, you're not going to pay Hektish anything. Petach Hamar doesn't belong to Hektish Bechlal. It belongs to the owner. He has to be paid it and give the set to the Kayin and keep the Hamar. Then the Gemara held that if there's a din, the Pidyayna is the Paydeh, that the Pshat is has a din Hektish Menigay, that anyone could be paid it and then keep the Hamar. So then the Hamar would have a din of Hektish that would be Mamuyit, that you wouldn't pay the kefal to the owner of the chamar, not a shayla paying to Hektish. So that's takanana mean of Eyu. The mean of Eyu is that you don't pay kefal to Hektish, you're stealing from Hektish. But when you steal a carbon from someone, the shayla is to pay the owner of the carbon. Well, here when you're stealing the pet to chamar, that's what the Gemara says, if it has a din Hektish benigeya, that someone who's paid it keeps the chamar, so kumdesu will be memuyed from the gur v'beisa ish, like a carbon, which even if it belongs to the bailam, but since it's a dover hektish, so v'guna v'beisa ish, v'loimi v'beisa hektish. That's why the Gemara brought the drasha v'guna v'beisa ish. Because Re'eyu tells you don't pay kefal to hektish. Hiddush is why you're paying kefal to the bailam. Paying kefal to the bailam, v'guna v'beisa ish would tell you that if it's hektish, you wouldn't pay kefal to the bailam. That's the shtickler from Reb Chaim. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the maimer of Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua that talks about, if let's say a Yisrael had 10 pitrei chamayim, which he got from his grandfather, who was a kohen, and his grandfather's a kohen, he got it from his grandfather, that it's a Yisrael. Because a kohen is part of pater chamar, but let's say a Yisrael had 10 pitrei chamayim, and then he wasn't mafresh, say he died, and his grandson that was a kohen yarshind. So now he has to be mafkia, the pitrei chamayim with the set, but he doesn't have to give it to a kohen, he is a kohen. And then his grandson, who's a Yisrael, yarshins from him, he also doesn't have to give it to a kohen. Because he yarshins the schus to have the set. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara says a similar thing by Truma. If the Yisrael got tevel, which he got from his grandfather, that's a kohen. So also, he yarshins the schus to keep the Truma, just like the Meirish would keep the Truma himself, he also yarshins the schus to keep the Truma. Agavir Taisus talks about that it says it is the Mafresh 10 Sayin, Mafresh Lein Asura Sayin, and the question was, how does it stem with the Gemara earlier that says you could use one Sev for the Petach Amar? We spoke about this earlier in the Aftalah Amid Beis. And then the Gemara brings in a similar halacha from Eshmur Banas and Amar Rabbi Chanina, that let's say someone buys tevel from a guy, also he has to take ma'aser from them, but he can keep it. And the Gemara says the svara is because kasinim ikayach gavred lematzis ishtoi dina ba'adei. I'm coming from someone who you couldn't get it. The guy wasn't mechuyiv to give the kayin the truma, and I got it from a guy, so I also get that schus. I bought that schus also. I'm coming from someone who you couldn't get the truma, so who did I don't have to give you the truma. And here the Gemara also speaks about the din of meruach akum, because the Gemara says if the guy was memareach, so anyway there's a p'tur, meruach akum is potter. So the Gemara says it means that a Yisrael was memareach. Now there's a machlokes rishonim, Rashi, Taisus, the Shita Mekabetzis here, they all learned that it has to be that the Yisrael owned the peiris. The peiris originally came from a guy, but the Yisrael owned the peiris b'shas meruach. That's what's called Mircha Yisrael. If the guy owned the Peiris B'shas Meruach, they hold that's called Meruach Akum. And if you hold that Meruach Akum is Pater, it wouldn't be Chal any Chi of Chumas and Maishas at all on Peiris that were owned by a guy B'shas Meruach. The Ramban and the Rajba and the Ridva in Kedushin Daf and Aleph and Mebeis, they hold not their way. They hold even if it's owned by a guy, but if Yisrael does the Maishas Meruach, so then that's called Meruach Yisrael, then you chayiv. You also have a machlokes the other way, in Menachas Daf Samach Zayin, it's Mavur. What if a Yid owns the Peiris, and a guy does the Meruach? Rashi on Avodah Zarah, and Menachas, I mean, Daf Samach Zayin is Mavur, and that wouldn't be called, it wouldn't have a Ptur Meruach Akum. As long as a Yid owns the Peiris, it wouldn't have a Ptur Meruach Akum. The only way a Yid could pater his Peiris as Meruach Akum is by selling it to a guy, having the guy do the Meruach, or having the Meruach being done b'shus the guy, and then buying it back. That's called Meruach Akum. But stand that the guy does the Meruach, that's not good enough. The Shita Mekabetzis there brings in the Taisus Acheiris that no, as long as the guy does the Meruach, that's a Ptur. The Chayiritz Tali Abaha, Rashi, Taisus, and Shita Mekabetzis and the Rush here, that hold that if a guy owns the Peiris and a Yid does the Meruach, that's called Meruach Akum. In order to be called Meruach Yisrael, it has to be the Yid owns the Peiris. And Rashi in Menachas, that holds Fakaret, if a Yid owns the Peiris, even if a guy does the Meruach, that's called Meruach Yisrael. In order to call Meruach Akum, it has to be the guy owns the Peiris. Chayr, that's one Shita. That the Yisrael in Meruach Akum has nothing to do with who actually does the Meruach. The Yisrael in Meruach Akum means that if a guy owns Peiris, b'shas meruach, that's the time it's mischayev v'meiser. If it belongs to a guy, b'shas meruach, so it can't be chayev v'meiser. Doesn't make a difference who actually does the meruach, even if Yin does the meruach. And the other way also, if Yin owns the Peiris, even if a guy does the actual meruach, it is chayev v'meiser. Vashenken, the Ramban, Rashi, Dvan, Kedushin, I'd say no, it's totally, even if Yin owns the Peiris, if the guy does the meruach, it's a ptur. And even if the guy owns the Peiris, if the Yid does the Meruach, it's a Chi. If the Shal's Meruach Akam means that the one who does the Meruach has to be a Yid, the one who actually does the physical Meruach, that's the word. Well, no, the Shas Meruach, it has to belong to a Yid. The Rambam is Mavuri holds of both terms. There's a Reb Chaim And Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Beis, Lach Desvav, there's two dinim. There's Stam a din afka, if a guy does the physical meruach, and there's also a din that it can't be a schayev and meisa when it belongs to a guy. But I'll call upon him, in either case, when you have meruach Yisrael, but the payers originally belonged to a guy, so the Gemara says that you have to take meisa from it, but you don't have to give it to a kayin because you could say that I'm coming from a guy. The guy wouldn't have given it to you. I'm coming mikayach gavle matzah shtu yedina ba'adei. But later in the sugya, the Gemara brings a raya that if a guy sells you tevel, you don't have to give chumas. You don't have to give it to a kayin. So the Gemara then makes a chilah between chumah gedayla and chumas meisa. That chumah gedayla you tak have to give to a kayin. And chumas meisa is a pasuk that says, kisichu meis bnei Yisrael, only when you buy from meis Yisrael the meisa, tvom shetel keach bnei Yisrael at the mafshin chumas meisa, but tvom shetel keach whenever chum, yet the mafshin chumas meisa v'neisin l'kayin. Tevel from Yisrael, you have to give chumas meisa. Tevel from a guy, you don't have to give chumas meisa to the kayin. So, kipshuta, when you learn the Gemara, it could sound like that the Gemara fell off the svara that I'm coming from a gavrad le'masishti dina ba'adei, because that svara should apply to chumah gedayla also. If the pshat is that the kayin doesn't have more of a schus, then if it would have still been beyond the guy, and just like the guy wouldn't have had to give him the chuma, I bought it from a guy, I don't have to give him the chuma, that would apply to chuma gedayla. And the Gemara Lamaisa says, chuma gedayla yechayiv. And why you bought it from chumas meiser? Anupter. It says, by chumas meiser, kisich was a meiser, meis b'nei Yisrael, that only meiser you get from b'nei Yisrael, that you mechayiv in chumas meiser, not meiser you get from a guy. So it sounds like in the end, we don't hold the svara of that coming mikayach gavad lematzah shti yedina ba'adei. Shaila is the Rambam's mavur that maskani have the svara, and you have the pasuk of chumas meisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Chumas Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, he says if a yid buys tvur from a guy before meruach and he's mimareichet, he's mechuyev in chumas meisus, and umafes chumah gedel v'neisin l'kayin, but the chumas meisa, he doesn't have to give to a kain. He could sell it to a kain. Why? Because it says, because he could tell the levy with the meiser or the kain with the chumas meiser, anibasi mikayach ish enetim mechayel mitu amenu klum. So he says, chumah gedel you have to give to a kain, but chumas meiser, you could sell to a kain. And meiser, you could keep it. Because the you tell the levy or tell the kain benigay a chumas meiser, that I'm coming from a person that you wouldn't have owed you anything. And then the Rambam says, and why don't you give chumas meisa l'kayin k'chuma gedayla? Because it says, a pasuk k'chumas meisa, k'sichu meis meisol se meisa, tevel shet l'kayach meisol at rafish men chumas meisa, tevel shet l'kayach men agoy, yet the neis l'kayin chumas meisa, shifish menu, el amarech l'kayin v'lekech demel. So he says two things. He says, it's svar because I'm coming from someone who wouldn't owe you anything. And then he says, the pasuk, Kisichu meis meisol se meiser. What do you need the svara for? You have the pasuk. And also, if the svara is a good svara, so why wouldn't the svara apply to chumah gedayla as well? Appella. So Reb Chaim and Sefer says a gemaldig pshat. He says the sign of the pasuk kisichu meis meisol se meiser is not telling you a ptur for Yisrael. It's telling you a ptur for a guy. That by a guy, there's no din of a guy giving chumas meiser. Now, Be'etzim, a guy doesn't have to give chumah gedayla either. But Zakhtir B'chaim, there's a chilek. If a guy doesn't have to give chumah because he's patur min ha-mitzvahs, so that p'tur lehedya only applies to a guy. Be'etzim, mitzvu is mechuyiv in chumah semaisers. Now, a guy happens not to be mechuyiv in mitzvahs. So, mainly, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah of chumah semaisers. But that p'tur is a p'tur only for a guy. Even when it's beyond the guy, that ptur is not a ptur which is negated to Yisrael b'chalal. So in that ptur, you can't say, I'm coming from a gavra be'etzim which there was a chiyuv of chumas and meisus. That gavra happened not to be mechuyiv, because he's a guy, he's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs. But I who am mechuyiv in mitzvahs, there was never a ptur been negated to me. That's by chumah gedayla. But by chumas meiser, there the pasuk says, it's a ptur in the etzim nesina. Kisichu meis Yisrael se meiser. There is no din nesina b'chlal on chumas meiser when it's beyad the guy. But that's only when it's beyad the guy. When it's beyad the yid. So why is it nisradish now with din of chumas meiser? The teretz says, but since b'shas, originally the peiros would beyad someone who be'etzim etzad etzim peiros, it was afgav in the din of chumas meiser. So now it's not going to be chazav and eir when it comes to a yin. Because I got these peiros, I bought it with the din afgav. With the din afgav from the chumas meiser, it had beyad the guy. Because it's afgav and etzim peiros. So that's why I need both svaris. If it's only the svar that I got it from someone, that doesn't work. Because there's no afka in the payers. It's not a din, the guy is pater for mitzvahs. But the payers are taka mechayiv. So now that they come beyond Yisrael, so I talk after mekayim the chayiv. So mainly you need afka. But if you only have afka, so maybe that afka should only be called man to beyond the guy. Then it's beyond the guy. Then it's not meis b'nei Yisrael. But now that the yid has it, now it's taka meis b'nei Yisrael. So then you're saying that since the whole din shumas meiser is only meis bnei Yisrael, and when it's beyad the guy, there's afkar be'etzim, so now even when a yid gets it, the afkar blight, because I'm coming from a person of matzah shti yidin b'dayu. That's Reb Chaim's hesber. If it's very good in the Gemara, because the Gemara is not mashman ever was chayzer from that svara. And Teres of Avadi could say that svara, but it only applied to shumas meiser. Well, there is afkar be'etzim v'heinein divei Aramba. One more duchred in the Rishonim, a Taisa here asks the kasha. It's also Taisa by Metzia, Naf Peches. That how could there be a miut that when you buy from a guy, you part it from Chumas Meiser? There's a miut by Metzia Peches. It says there's a miut stam lekuach is part it from Meiser midereisa. Even if you buy from a Yisrael, so what's this story about when you buy from a guy? You see, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. What's the pshat? When you buy from a guy, you're potter. Even when you buy from a yid, you're potter. The kuruch is potter. So the two mahalachim in Teis and Bab Metzia, Teis only brings down one of them here. Rabbi Natan's mahalach is that the p'tur lekuach is only when you buy it after the meruach. Agamar here is talking about you bought it before the meruach. There's no p'tur lekuach, because Rabbi Natan understands the p'tur lekuach is like this. Whoever's memareich, it becomes chayiv and shumas and maishris. But only he's chayiv. If he sells it to someone else, the lekeach is potter. But if he sells it before the meruach, so that's not lekuach, it wasn't a chayiv yet. So now whoever's memareich, it becomes chayiv, and he's the one that's chayiv. If he sells it now, he's potter. But the aside of the din meruach is that whoever owns a b'shash meruach, he's the one chayiv. And anyone he sells it to is going to be potter min deraisa from chumas and maishus. So here we're talking about he bought it from a guy before meruach. So male is no p'tur lekuach. It's only a new p'tur that when you buy from a guy, it is a p'tur from chumas maishus. The Rivam holds fakert. The Rivam holds it's mamish the opposite. That if the original owner is memareichet, then there's no more p'tur lekuach because it becomes a schayiv v'shas meruach, and that chiyuv lives forever. It's already neschayev. It doesn't become potter when he sells it. Fakir, the p'tur lekuach b'derech klal is when you buy it before the meruach. The din is tfuah zaracha. It's only if you're memareach, your own payers that grew in your karka, then there's a din that you chayev and chumas and maises. If you're memareach something which you bought, then you're potter. And once you're potter, meruach's not mechayev, will always remain potter. But if the original owner is memareachit, then it's always chayev. Rabbi Natan holds the other way. Rabbi Natan holds the Yisayin Adavar is whoever's memreichet is chayiv. The p'tur lekuach is noch that there's a chayiv meruach, then you sell it, then it becomes potter. But if you bought it before the meruach's mechayiv, whoever owns it b'shas the meruach. The Rivam holds exactly the opposite. The p'tur meruach is, the p'tur lekuach is that if you memreichet and it's not yours, you memreich something you bought, there wasn't anything that grew from your ground, then it's not neschayev b'chlal, it's not neschayev for anyone. But once the original owner is mereichet, then he's chayev, and now it's going to be chayev forever, even if he sells it. But he says a guy is an exception, because by a guy, since a guy doesn't have a kinyan b'eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have a kinyan lafkim de chumus u'maisrus, so fakir. So by a guy, if you buy it before miruach, then you chayiv, because the guy's kinyan is not mafki anything. So male, that's called tfuah zaracha. So by guy's maskin, there'll be no term lekuach, even if you buy it before the miruach. Okay, by guy, if you buy it after miruach, then you pata, because miruach hakam patas. So essentially, the negay of the kash is the same teretz. When you buy it before miruach, you wouldn't have the p'tur of lekuach, but Rebbeinu Tam says you always don't have the p'tur of lekuach, and the Rambam says dafka when you buy from a guy before miruach, then you don't have the p'tur of lekuach. But Taisus here, and the Rashi and Beis says another teretz, la'olam you'll have the p'tur of lekuach, even though you bought it before miruach. But what the pasuk is saying is something else. The pasuk is standing mafkia the guy from Chumas Meiser, and it's negay when it's not lekuach, because a guy could be mafish chumas and maishis, assuming you don't have the miruach hakum. Let's say if the yid does the miruach, like those rishonim that we said before, it's totally if the yid does the miruach. Or let's say a yid buys it and the guy buys it back. So a guy could be mafish chumas and maishis. So if a guy happens to be mafish maishis rishon, or let's say he's mafish before the miruach, could be hektimel vishibolim. He could be mafish before miruach, even though it's not nisrayev. So if a guy is mafish maishis rishon, and he gives it to a levi, so now the levi is not mechuyif to give the kain the chumas meister. That's what the pasuk is saying. Has no din lekuach b'chlal. It came straight from the guy. That's the ikka what the pasuk is saying. Yisichu meis bnei yisrael as a meister. When a yid gives you meister rishon, and then you have to give the kain chumas hashem meister and a meister. You have to give chumas meister. But if a guy gives you meister rishon, you don't have to give chumas meister to the kain. But once you see that on a guyish produce, when the guy gives the ma'aser rishon, there's no din of chumas ma'aser, that's afkar from chumas ma'aser, so we'll apply it to lekuach, even though lekuach is only chayiv min derabanan, but we'll apply it to lekuach, but lekuach also, there's no din of chumas ma'aser, it's already mufka from chumas ma'aser, chumas ma'aser is only by yiddish produce, not by guyish produce. So you don't have to answer the kasha, it's anyway part that's lekuach. The ikka pasik sumo is not lekuach, when the guy gives the ma'aser rishon. But we could apply it. We all lekuach is chayiv after lekuach is chayiv in the rabbanan. But vayta it wouldn't be chayiv in chumas meiser because there's afkar from chumas meiser since it's goyish produce. That's the other teretz on the kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.